I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. No matter how difficult a situation you've been in, it's not too hard for God. And He's not puzzled as to how to get you out of there. What He does require is faith. And you can have faith when you don't understand. When you don't have a clue how you could get out of it, you need to believe you can. Amen. Right? Yes. That God knows. Yes. And that He cares about you. And if I'll look to Him and trust Him, He'll get me through this. He'll get me out of this. And He'll cause me to overcome. So, Father, all of us, we express our confidence in You, that You are the God who keeps us, and You are the God who has delivered us from all the power of darkness. And so we trust in You, and we look to You, and we rely on You, that we will overcome any and everything that's been a problem. And we say, Lord, get glory to Yourself in it, in the victory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've been excited and stirred up about God being our provider, going one by one through 30 reasons why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Said out loud, abundant provision, is always God's will, for us all. Say it again, abundant provision, is always, God's will for me. Every day of your life is God's perfect will that you have more than enough of every good thing. And He is, our first reason that we looked at is the Lord is my shepherd. Well, the shepherd's the one who takes care of me. And it was, as a result of Him being my good shepherd, I don't lack, I don't want for any good thing. Now, you have an enemy. We have an enemy, the devil. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And his weapons that he uses are thoughts and imaginations and feelings that are contrary to what God has told us. You know, Jesus said, Matthew 6, Luke records it as well. He said, take no thought, take no anxious thought or worry about anything, about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, any of these things. He said, your Father knows that you have need of these things. And should we take that seriously?
Yes.
Or is it okay to keep worrying about
No. How
we're going to pay our bills? See, it's a problem because the more I worry about it, that means the less I trust Him to take care of me. One of the biggest indicators that I trust Him is that I don't worry. Right?
Yes.
I don't worry. That I just cast all my cares over on Him and I say, I don't have to know how. I don't have to know how God's going to do it, who He's going to use, the way it's going to work out. But I can sleep. I can rest,
Amen. Right?
Knowing He knows.
Yes.
And it's easy for Him.
Yes.
And He will take care of me. The more I worry, the more I fret. The enemy has convinced a lot of people that worrying means you care.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a righteous thing, a good thing. No, it means you don't trust God.
That's right.
It's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad thing. Somebody says, well, what about my loved ones? If I care about them, you're going to worry when they're in trouble. You'll be tempted to worry.
Yes.
You will. Mm-hmm. But when and where has worry ever saved anybody?
Yeah,
not one time. So if you're worrying about them, you're doing something that you already know is not going to help them in the least. There is something that could help them, right?
Yes.
God can help them,
yes.
Right?
Right?
If I pray a prayer of faith,
yes.
If I get in faith, but at some point, if I'm in faith, I got to quit worrying.
Mm-hmm.
I got to quit being scared. I got to breathe a sigh of relief and go, okay, God. You got it.
Amen.
I'm trusting you,
yes,
to take care of my child or whatever, right?
Yes.
And if I get in faith, then I'm not going to be worrying.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. If I'm still worrying, I'm not yet in faith.
That's right.
Because we which have believed do enter into rest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Leaning back on the everlasting arms.
Hallelujah.
Trusting in Him.
Yeah.
Well, this is true about our day-to-day finances and material things. We need to do what He tells us to do. That's a whole other side of this. But having done the best you know to do what He tells you to do, you'll still see that so many things are beyond your ability.
Amen.
You can't just fix it and make it happen. So what do? We look to Him. And He has demonstrated, we're down to reason number 15 in our study. He has demonstrated, God has, over and over and over again, that He provides for His people in the bleakest of circumstances. He provided for His people, Israel, when He brought them out of Egyptian bondage, in the wilderness. It keeps saying, in the wilderness. In the wilderness, they lacked nothing. Nehemiah said the shoes didn't wear out, the clothes didn't get old, they lacked nothing. Nobody starved to death for lack of food. Nobody died of thirst, not even the cows.
Amen.
Where there was no water, where there was no food. How did He do it? In ways no human being had ever heard of or imagined. He rained bread out of the sky. Huh? Talk about special delivery. Right? Is this astounding?
Yes,
it is. It's amazing. But why would He do it that way? It's a demonstration of His ability beyond the natural, beyond what you would know or think about. And it's we're still talking about it all these centuries later. And when they needed water, out of the flinty rock, it said, hard rock, a crevice, came open, and rivers of water flooded that parched desert for, I don't know, maybe it was days that this went on. And who's heard of that? God. And when they cried out for meat, well, yeah, we're tired of manna. We want some meat. We want some meat. God flew in fresh quail.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
From where? How far did they have to come? I'm guessing those quail had a serious tailwind. What do you think? That helped cover them whatever vast distance. And He found a lot of quail, brother, because they were stacked up, feet high outside the camp, enough for 1.5 million people and to last past the day. Amazing. What is all this about? God demonstrating, giving examples. You don't have to know how I can do this.
Amen.
You don't have to know where can I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to know that. You don't need to trouble your pretty head.
Huh? Right.
With such things. You trust me.
Yeah.
Right? The Lord, if He says, I'm going to do it, you just go, well, it's done.
Amen.
Is that right? Where is He going to get it? He knows.
Yes.
Right? He'll come by it honest. Don't you be concerned.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
He'll do it the right way.
Yes.
Go with me, if you would, to Matthew, the book of Matthew. We saw yesterday's class that Joseph was a prosperous man as a slave. And then when things went from terrible to awful, and he's thrown in the worst dungeon. I mean, when the king's mad at you, you don't go to the posh prison. You go to the worst place. And he's in the Pharaoh's dungeon. And next thing you know, he's running the place. And the Bible said, even as a slave in Potiphar's house, he was a prosperous man. Now that's, what did it take for him to be able to live like this? This was years. He lived well. Well, you'd have to have serious favor with your owner, right?
Yeah.
To have this kind of liberty and freedom, to have your own checking accounts, right?
Yes.
Your own horse or chariot or place to live, your own nice clothes. Prosperous man means he had means, he had substance. He's living well as a slave. And we keep talking about that because the devil, you know, you've had thoughts like this. Well, you know, nobody knows who you are, and from your background and your lack of contacts, your lack of education, your lack of this, your lack, you can't expect to go very far, you know. And you can't expect to have that kind of house, not you. You, right? You know, you need to be happy with your efficiency and just be glad that you're not on the street. You need to be thankful. Well, yeah, you should be thankful. Doesn't mean you can't have more vision.
Right?
And don't accept these excuses and lies that God can't prosper me here. Yeah, but I live in a bad part of town. I live on the other side of the tracks. Yeah, but this, and you know, we got gangs in the street and people selling drugs, and you know, I can't prosper here. Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can. Amen.
Yes, you can.
Oh, yes.
Don't you believe these lies?
That's right.
I said, don't you believe these lies?
Amen.
Somebody said out loud, I can prosper.
I can prosper.
Right where I am.
Today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now sometimes for God to take you as far as He wants you, He'll take you out of there. But He does both. A lot of times it takes some prosperity to get out of there.
Right?
But then He just takes you from place to place. From place to place. But it doesn't matter. The devil will, you can be doing amazingly well, and the enemy will come to you and say, well, yeah, you kind of reached your cap now. Right? You know, just be happy where you are, and because, you know, look at the circumstances and look at everybody else around you. No, don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at everybody around you. Don't do that. Look at your God. Look what He did in the desert. Is that right? Look at what He did for a slave. Look at what He did. He's the same God today, and He's your God, and He's my God. In Matthew, the 17th chapter, down to verse 24, when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and says, doesn't your master pay tribute? And you'll find the enemy often does this kind of thing. He tries to put you on the spot and pressure you. And a lot of times, if you don't watch what you're doing, you'll give a wrong answer. You'll respond to the pressure and agree to something you shouldn't agree to.
That's right. Yeah.
This is the way the enemy operates. And so that's what Peter did. He said, yes. And when he was come to the house, Jesus prevented him. He asked him a question before he had a chance to talk to him about it. He said, what do you think, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said, well, of strangers. Jesus said, well, then the children are free. And you know, that's the way it's been in many kingdoms and empires for many times. Citizens didn't pay a bunch of taxes. It was the people that were conquered and the other folks around that paid tribute. And that's what he's talking about. And so he's saying the children are free. In other words, really, we shouldn't have to pay this. But Peter has said, well, yeah, we pay it. What if you shoot your mouth off and you agree to things that you should not agree to? Huh? Are you done? No. Not if you know God. Right? Mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy is not based on what you deserve. Mercy means you don't get the bad you deserve. And mercy means you do get the good you didn't deserve. That's mercy. And so, you know, we've all made mistakes. And made commitments and got involved in things that if we'd have prayed and been led by the Spirit, we'd have never got involved with that. And then found out later, uh-oh, I messed up. Right? What do I do? Well, this is an example of what you do. So Peter's standing there going, you know, whether he's thinking it or saying it, man, you know, I messed up, didn't I? They just come and put me on the spot in front of everybody. And see what they're doing? They're always trying to set Jesus up. You know, get him in trouble with the authorities. And this was just another one of them. And Peter gave the right answer. Well, it's not of their own citizens or their own people. It's from strangers, outsiders. And Jesus said, well, then the children are free. Free from having to pay that. And so I'm sure Peter was kind of in a bad place. He's like, okay. I don't know. Maybe he didn't have the money. Didn't know where they'd get the money. And so Jesus lets him off the hook. He says, notwithstanding, no matter. Is the Lord good or is the Lord good? The Bible said, Jesus said that the Father is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. He's merciful. He sends the blessing of His Son shining and the blessing of His rain on the unjust as well as the just. Is He a good God or is He a...
Yes, He is.
He's a good God. And that's what we're talking about. You know, reading about He provided for them in the wilderness. Amazingly, miraculously. But we need to remember, they were being a pill in the wilderness. Is that right?
Yes.
They were talking unbelief. They were saying, God hates us. He took us out here to kill us. That's a direct quote. He hates us. He took us out here to kill us. And God didn't say, well, that's it. No manna for you tonight. Huh? Shut that water off, angel. He's merciful. He is so merciful. He's letting His Son shine on the crops of people who worship false gods, huh? And blasphemers. He's letting rain fall, right? On the yards and crops and orchards and whatever of people who hate Him and despise Him. He's a merciful God. He's a kind, good God. Kind to the unthankful and to the evil. So how much more to His children, right?
Yes.
Even if we mess up, is He going to take care of us if we'll just acknowledge it? He said, notwithstanding, let me go back around this again now. You let them put you on the spot. You said the wrong thing. You committed me to paying money I didn't agree to. Right? And Peter's probably going, man, I messed up, didn't I? Jesus says, doesn't matter. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, lest they get all bent out of shape, about this tribute money and about, and they could come back and say, well, you said they paid and so you committed, and let's, and to avoid all that, let's go fishing. let's go to the sea and cast in a hook and take up the fish that first comes up. Now, this is precision fishing. Is that right? This ain't a net. We're not throwing the net. We're not hauling and trying to get. This is cast a line, a hook, first fish. First fish. Take the fish that first comes up, and when you have opened his mouth, you're going to find a piece of money. Mm-hmm. And so take that and go pay him for me and for you. It's a big enough piece of money. Now, this is amazing. Where did this fish get this money? Is that right? Where did this money come from? He's a fish. But why would the Lord do this? Do you not believe God could have done this a million other ways?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we would think, well, maybe, you know, deal with somebody that'll listen to him and come give you the money or something. No, God's making a point.
Wow.
Can you see this?
Yes.
He can provide anywhere. And even if you messed up, you said the wrong thing, you made commitments that you shouldn't have made, just repent, ask God for mercy and help you. It is so easy for him to fix it. He can just point to a fish. A fish. Do we need to think about these things? Yeah, we do. You know, we talked about this from Matthew 6 about how the Lord said, take no thought. Don't even think about those things. And he gives examples. He said, look at the birds. Huh? Look at that blue jay, that red bird. Look at that raven. Look at them. Do they look worried to you? Nope. No worry. No worries at all. He said, God takes care of them. He'll take care of you. Is that right?
Yes.
He said, look at the hill. All those beautiful flowers. The hill is clothed. He said, nicer than Solomon in all his glory. More beautiful than Solomon. So Solomon must have been quite the snappy dresser. But it doesn't keep up with God.
Amen.
And he said, clothed. And he said, how much did that hill work to accomplish that and do that? And not at all. And he said, won't God clothe you?
Amen.
This is how you and I need to think all the time. The enemy will come and say, it won't happen here. You can't do it here, not now. And you need to look up and say, the birds are doing okay.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Birds are doing fine.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
Is that right? Because he went on to say, you are of worth a lot more value to him than the birds.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
And the hills are clothed with grass and flowers. I will eat good all my life. I will wear good all my life.
Yes.
And even if I did do something dumb, and make a commitment that I shouldn't have made, the Lord is merciful. I know when Phyllis and I first got into the ministry, we made some dumb mistakes, and we got $10,000 behind. And you know, when you're barely making it, catching up plus getting the $10,000 just seemed impossible. But we're learning about these things. And so we got in the floor and we said, Lord, we should have prayed better. We should have listened to you, but we didn't. But here we are and we owe it. We need it. And we got in faith about it. And so we start thanking God. If you're in faith, tell me what you don't worry.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Well, I mean, just a month or two later, I was ministering in a place. And a fellow caught me after the service. He said, Brother Keith, I know this is none of my business, but do you owe money? I said, yeah. He said, I know this is really none of my business, but how much do you owe? I said, well, we made some bad decisions and we owe $10,000. He looked down, he said, okay. He said, I'm going to send you $1,000 every month until that's paid for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was believing for some things for himself as well and used us as good ground to sow in for him to get out of a situation too. And I mean, is that the mercy of God?
Yes.
Or is that the mercy? And sure enough, every month there in the mailbox is that $1,000 check.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
And the next thing you know, we had paid it all off. Is God merciful?
Yes.
Is he limited?
No.
Or can he use a fish?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Or blackbirds to fly it in? Or rain it out of the sky? Or water out of the rock? Said out loud, there is no limit. There is no restriction of what my God can do. He will take care of me everywhere in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Just like he did it for Peter. Just like he did it for Phyllis and I. He's doing it for you. Our time's up again today, but come back next time. There's a lot more to see in Faith School. Sure enjoyed being with you again this week. The Lord is helping. He's answering our prayers about utterance and revelation. And our faith is growing and being built up. I always like to speak over and pray over our partners at the end of the week. And we're talking about even if you made mistakes, God's merciful. He'll take care of you. Paul's partners in Philippians that had sown to him repeatedly, he affirmed to them in Philippians 4:19, he said, God, my God, shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not by what's going on around here, but according to his riches. Lord, I speak over our partners. I speak increase and blessing. And all those who want to become a partner, thank you for that and enabling them to do so. And we confess and ask for mercy, Lord. Even if mistakes were made, we're asking you for the way out and the funds and the resources to clear it out. Get glory to yourself in these manifestations of mercy in your people's life. And let others see the goodness of God in our lives here and now, in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for believing in us, being hooked with us like this. Come back next week. There's always more to learn about faith here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741-741